that don't hit. You see, they go through the Pam Tesan. Avol Bishul Toshu Beis Chodesh, but Obedikia. In Yochel Lidok, you have the place. Pay dollar Tes. Remember that one. That says, "Look at end of the chava." Ana milush and soil alaf obey elcha or shayim avol gimel or dalid hakol also. And then they look at the gemara. Nasha husuk b'taloyim kulos avol imefshal sanom avol mishamat taloyim hashamuto. That's all. It's the case of the honey. There's a sinun. There you have to remove the be'en. The fact that it's broken into little pieces or big pieces, that's only takes care of the shayla vitel. That it'll be mavutel, but it will not take care of the piece of chaza. It still remains a piece of chaza. So a piece of an ant is still an ant. Right? It doesn't become an uncle from it. Right? Therefore, you can cook it, but you have to do something. Take out the talon. So why do you want to accomplish anything?
So
in the case of the honey, you strained it after you took out. All you're worried about is the belief of the ant. The same thing here in the chalami. If you went ahead and you cooked the vegetables, then you have to the oval. Look at how the Gemara finished up. After Michael, she after the sun no loss of mentoloy, me after who's a betrolum cool also. Oval and after the sun and open water. But as I told you, if it's who's a betrolum, then the whole thing is also. That's direct. Okay, we didn't learn Hilchos Taloyim, but in Rabbonus, that's the more common shaila than any of the shailas that we've had. Especially nowadays, I wasn't aware of it, but I had the shaila 2 nights ago. There, at the price of food seems to be rising precipitously there, and their little resistance to buy the holy vegetables, Gush Katif, what name it goes under now, that are claimed to be Boduk. The price differential is supposed to be very significant there. So the people are asking, can they not buy regular stuff? Yeah, you can buy regular stuff. And give you a green thumb information. Come springtime, when the vegetables begin to grow, if you go and buy in a supermarket, there's nothing that's wholesome but taloy. If you go to a farmer, and there's always... Come springtime, the farmer's markets, I don't know, here in New York, not so much, but in the suburbia, it's very common. Right? There you'll see that halacha lemaaseh, the big difference. By a farmer's market, you find talor. By the supermarkets buy from major producers who can't play around with that. They can't afford any sloppy activities. I say the big shaylib, their stuff is... how well you have to wash it to get rid of the insecticides and so on that they put on it. That's important. Yeah. So you take a choice, either toloim or a little bit of cancer. Okay, we have to do the Eimavat Nisil Chathila. Tzadik Tes Hei. We did yesterday the Chof HaSod about it. It should make it a little bit easier. Okay, what we have to hear though is you have to keep your finger on the Shach. Ein Mevatan Yisrael HaChatchila אפילו נופל עשו חטא שאין בו שיר לבד לו, right? No, have a minute to think you can take a piece of chazal and throw it into a pot and tiny that is perfectly okay because that was mevutal. Mount Isra Tchila is always in a case of where bitl was, but it didn't fulfill the requirement, right, of shishim. And if he did, however, it's mevutal. Only what then? There's a knas. The Chachamim made a knas. I don't want you to do it. So they went ahead. They said, if he did it, b'mezid, right? And it's also mevatel asmo, right? Imhu shalo, meaning he has possession of it, financial interest in nothing happening to it. B'chein l'mishen is batel b'shvilo. Likewise, and that opens the shayla with many achinim taina where someone is a chef, a baker, someone where he's, whether that's not called the mishim is batel b'shvilo if you come in and want to buy from him there. And osur l'mocho gam kein l'yisrael achar shol yenim mashem bishlo, right? And the Chochmas Odom records already what the Shah says, only if you sell it at an increment, if you sell it at the same price, it's kosher, you can sell it to Yisrael also. But if by selling to Yisrael there's an increment in price, and therefore you have an offer from your avera that you mavat l'chatchila, therefore it's also. Comes the Gemara and says, remember, we have a locha we learned, right? We paskin yefshel asochto. When something becomes also, it's also, even though later on it is me'urav in shishim, that chaticha remains also. Dafke shel esarim yovish beyovish, or afil alach belach, so there's no chaticha nasan avela. L'man doma ashen omen bochtich nasan avela. Avo Chaticho shebolo isu lo mahanem shetnitosav achakacha heta. The Amrin Nebei Chaticha nasa nevele and yefshel lasochto. But that's the point. You need both halachas together. יש אומרים אפילו במקום לא עמדינה חתיך נעשה נבלה לא מהנה ההתל לבטל אלה אם נוטוסת קודם שנודע התרובס אבל אם נודע התרובס קודם לא מהנה מה שנטוס ואחר כך לפי זה בידין לרמור לפי זה החוכם המורה one who's passing the shayla right. Then he has to be lachkor im nitosef ahetel lacha shenoda or not. V'lo nogu kein. But the taine is an excellent taine. What does that mean? No, you see what he's saying. If Noda is a part of the evasion of the Kodesh Chacham, so make sure you can't do it. So he knows that he knows there's a beetle, right? And then someone b'shogig when he knows that there was a no adequate beetle, and then someone b'shogig will go ahead and be mitosa follow. Right, but already the shayla was made already. In other words, he knows that he has a problem. He knows that there is no shishim kenegdo. But before he had a chance to go ask a shayla, somebody added more to it. So you interpret it according to the first klal. It happened b'shogeg, then it should be mutal. The Taina of Noda, however, sort of puts a block to an evasion. Because if Noda, then there's a greater likelihood that someone will go ahead and accidentally shogig, or someone will know about it and make an addition to add up to shishim. Therefore, he records a shita, a yeshomim, right? He quotes a source for the yeshomim. No, it just tells you the moko for the chum and the beer ago. Right from the Mishnah, in Trumas, that's a chumah chelode. But he says below nohag v'kein. Right, that chumah didn't become established.
The chumah that you should ask.
I'm sorry.
The chumah that you should ask the person whether he knew or.
Yes, yeah. The chumah that if noda, and then
if he tells you,
then it was Tosaf b'shogig, but the noda.
But if he tells you that he knew about it before
the shogeg, yes, if he's an honest shoel, he'll share the information with the posek, with the dayan, right? Therefore, he says the dayan should ask such a shaila. Hamora should ask such a shaila. Ask the person, did you know about it before or not? He says, well, no, okay. Right. It doesn't say what would be, right? There, this. You know, if you look at the Taz a little bit, I don't want to get lost in the Taz, but take a look at just the beginning of the Taz. Zero tamatu shecholik al smag shekosav shesorach lishol. So the moko is a smag, and so lishol imitosav aheta achakach. If the heta was added after noda, once again, but that's the case that we're talking about is the Tazik. Repeated what I said, that the Shaila is when it was Noda, and then somebody came and Bishogeg added to it, where the Noda becomes kvius, a kind of the Isur is already established, and therefore, what happens after that, can correct it.
Isn't there another case where he knows that it fell in, that the chazer fell in, but he's not sure whether it's.
I'm not sure, and he knows that there is no shishim.
No, he's not sure whether there's shishim or not.
No, he knows there's no shishim.
No, but what if he's not sure that there's no shishim?
Yeah.
Is it different if he thinks maybe there's shishim, maybe there's not
shishim? The case here we're talking about, noda. Right, he knows there's no shishim, then he tells it. Right, if he doesn't know whether it's a suffix, can be a suffix on a darabona, there's a mokum tetayne, but don't have a suffix is so. Suffolk, Nyeshi Shimanat. According to Mechaba, we have no problem. Okay. Mechaba, how do you even chatchila? Yeah. That if there is no. If there. if you don't know, if there is no shishim kinegdo and it fell in by itself, he didn't do it by yadayim, according to Machaba, it's mutal hosif. Not even on a sofik. On a vada, there's no shishim. And that's next, look at Machaba. Isur shel devrayim, dealing with the rabbanon, and emarvin also by yadayim te levatlo. Same as the daraisa. The mosagim b'mezid also. Was the rabbanon, right, l'mesakin ke'en daraisa. Avolim no for meyatzmo, ein behetik de levatlo, then marbo all of them levatlo. It's not exactly what you're asking here, where there's a possibility that there is shishim. Yeah. And just to make sure, you want to add some more, there's a bit more come to be matter that attack.
Even even if it's Nisa Deraisa, but it's a suffix with the Shishim.
Yes.
Would that be the same heter possible?
We had that before. That what does it say? It's a suffix shotim. Yeah, suffix you don't know. It's a suffix lefaneno, and you don't know. Then
well, that's why. But in this case, let's say where you can't know because you don't know how much fell in.
Yes,
shotim is where you do.
So when nishbach, we will matir, right, to be mosif on it. But if lo nishbach, you don't. And you don't know how to measure the shishim. So the case you mentioned, why can't he? If it's the case of nishpach, you could be mosif. If it's not nishpach, not. The mitzvah is the case.
Yeah. Nishpach meaning he didn't know the volume that fell in.
Okay, now, pick up the shach on Chanukah. Comes the Shach and asks a question on the Mechaba. Isur shel Devreim, it said, he can be Mara B'Yedayim, but the Moshe came B'Mezid, he'll be also. So look at your test, Kosher. You say he can be Marba all over Mavatlo. But Chaim, Hilchos Chanukah, Sosam HaMachaber B'Kosav, the Moser HaShemen Shebenei Chanukah, Shedesarev B'Shemen Acher, Deim Bosamach Levatlo, Yesh Misha Omer, Shein Lahosav Olo Levatlo. Moser Shemen Shebenei is hooked to the mitzvah, so it's mit Rabbanon. The whole Chanukah is a Rabbanon. Right. See the nice chelik here. Harei Chanukah ain't elam mit Rabbanon. Gam bebeis Yosef. Right. Lo hoi vishum posek shecholak al zeh. Why do you say there ain't lahosif levatlo? It's only the Rabbanon. But you said by the Rabbanon is you could be mosif levatlo. If not for my asmo, vein behetel kei levatlo, marvel of levatlo the mechaber pasken. So why not you pasken the same way by Moshe Hashem and Shebenel she nesarei b'shemen, meaning not for my asmo, he didn't put it in, but ain't bosam levatlo. So Yesh Misha Omer, he quotes the Yesh Misha Omer, Shein Lahosef Olav. Why not? It's an Isur de Rabbanon, Nofa Me Elav. Why can't you be Mosef Levatlo? Rechanika in Elamit Rabbanon. Bishema, Yesh Lechalek. Awesome, Kivan, the hooks of the Misroso, Chomer Tvei. What does that mean? Okay. Huktel mitzvoso is a halacha in its own right. My nafkamina, where the huktel mitzvoso to a mitzvah the rabbon, a mitzvah the reise. The concept of huktel mitzvoso, right, apply whenever there's a mitzvah, right, and you maktel mitzvoso, the thing becomes muktzah, right. Therefore, even though you're dealing with a drabonon, it is tantamount to a deraisa. Why? Carefully. The concept of muksa l'mitzvoso means that which is muksa for Dova Kodosh, right, there, cannot be used for chol. That has nothing to do with whether the mitzvah started off as a deraisa or as a drabonon. That's the Lord, that's the svara. He says it's dochik, but that's the svara that he means to say. Right, huksa mitzvoso starts on its own. It is not an extension of isu d'rabbanan, but rather there's another klal, a klal that which is huksa for mitzvah. Right there, I don't care anywhere. It's mitzvah d'raisi, mitzvah d'rabbanan. Something was taken out of chulin and made into kodesh. Right, therefore, whether the origin was d'raisi d'rabbanan, it would make no difference. So the doichik, yeah, but you gotta give a svara. Even a doichik, you also gotta give a svara. Why? The svara is that the concept of huksel mitzvoso, right? There, that's no chilik whether it's the reise or the rabbon.
And by ruschach, for example, which is the reise.
That's it.
So is the din of muksa the reise also?
I'm sorry.
Is the din of muksa by ruschach the reise?
Yeah, that's part of the doich. I don't think so. Maybe
there's a
rush
for that.
Maybe it's
Tassel
for
Shivasi
Yomim. Maybe it's huh? Tassel for Shivasi Yomim. Yeah,
but
that's rush is the rabbanu. Yeah. Okay. You with us? You surviving? Yes, Shomrim. Ain lebatel isad rabbanu lohosel olav, right? Kemo bisu deraisa v'chein noge, right? Why? That's general klal kein deraisa tikkun, right? Therefore, he said here that by isu the rabbanu, right? If it fell not from yatsmo, you could be marbal and batlo. There's a shikas machmirim, right? The yesh omrim. That even by Yisrael Rabbanon we don't allow it. That's when I made the Tekonic, is Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The kasha that the Shach asks is on the Mechaba. The Mechaba doesn't hold that. The Yesh Omrim, but the Mechaba is not Machmir. And there the kasha was why he's not Machmir here and is Machmir in the case of Hanukkah. In the case of the Shemen Shel Chanukah, that's the stira in the Mechaba is what the Shach asked. That there was a shita that holds us also, yes. But Mechaba doesn't hold that shita. Mechaba holds that was mutu. And the more paskins, chay nogim main leshanos, so we pask. So we're not mosif even on a isu de rabbonon. Okay, now comes a very, very difficult concept. Here, all contributions are gratefully accepted. Have you heard something from your other shir there on Chozer V'Nir? Okay, you want to explain what Chozer V'Nir is? Remember?
That even though an Isser is Bato, still, you're mavatel it, but if you add more iser, it will become an aser again. So the big difficulty is that if it was batel berov, so now it's made like heter, how could it become?
Loshen al rosh is what? Nepach isu v'nasa heter. Okay. So what's Shaykh? And he holds Chayz B'ni also. So what happened here? Look at the Gemara. Isur shen is batel. Dan show you with us? Okay. Same thing. We have page 464. If the numbers of pagination are the same, a tzaddik tes vov. The Gemara and tzaddik tes vov. Isur shen is batel. Dan show you samach kinegdo. Finished. Everything is fine. There was shishim. We passed against mutter. Remember, we learned already that Isur is mitzarev to matter the other Isur. Right? If there's 59 plus a piece of chalev and dam falls in, then the chalev plus the 59 is mevatel the dam. The Isur was never mevutel. Yet it's good to battle it down. Loshna min bemino, loshna min shein bemino, loshna yoves, loshna lach, loshna no de bentayim, or lo no de bentayim. All right. This we got to see. What's this fella? Okay. So the Taz reminds you what I just said. Felman Isur Arishon, the same Isur fell in again. Demumin Isur Acher Adarabba. Echod Mahan El Batal Chavero, as we said. Right?
Maybe the reason.
You want to hold it. Yeah. Look at the next Taz. Don't learn the Taz often, but look at the next Taz. Very revealing. We had that sugya of the spoon, of the calf. The kaf is the same thing. We said, what? If you stuck the kaf in once, and then he sticks it in a second time, right? There. It was lo noda bein tayim. He was storing it and storing it back and put the spoon down, but it's only one spoon. Lo domi l'tchivas kaf shtei pomim. It's not like sticking the spoon in twice, where if there was no noda bein tayim, we don't have to be battled twice. It's the same spoon, the same iso. Here too, it's no more iso. There's only tosef iso, right? The simon, the hocha, he says iso chodoshu though. Right? There's no old iso. I'm sorry. There's no old iso here. Isus mevutel, nasa heter. Yet, when the new Isu falls in, we say chozer v'nir. Why? What's that about?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it's simply a siyag, because if you don't say that, then you'll tempt people to harama, and the fact is he puts it together with ein vatum Isu v'chatchira suggests that maybe that is.
It'd be nice if someone said that it's a takonis chachomim to avoid haromo, right? It's a svara, right?
So it fits in
pick up just quickly the last of the broad lines in the Shach, the Ravyo. No, let's learn the whole thing. The Chof Aleph in the Shach. Lo shon no de ben tayim or lo no de ben tayim. See, quotes the Mario. All right, fine. Obviously, a little claim what the Mario said. But the Ravio Oser Afilo Yoda Yire the Misvoras Ashiri Korala the Svoro Gedolehi the Kivan the Nesraba Iso Are Hekehu Umagish Natam Akalashono.
That's the best photo we have. He got us now. It's good to keep the lotion of the Rosh who says Nefach Yisur Leos Heter. Right. But now you have a strange thing happened. I put in more of the Yisur and now the Yisur is no Saint Tam. If the Yisur is no Saint Tam, then if you hold Tam Ki Iker, we pass in Tam Ki Iker by Chulit also, then the thing, if it gives a Tam, then we also. So you have a circumstance where the first edition of Isu didn't give a Tam. Therefore, you want to pass his Mutu. But if more Isu falls in, and what do you say? Now I have to measure Shishim again. Right. Why do you have to make Shishim again? Because I'm afraid that we Nesin Astam. If it will be Nesin Astam, even though the Tam is because it latched on to the first dilution. But then we hold Tam Kiku, then that's why it's also. Not a bad spot.
The lotion, yeah. See, lotion of the Rav Yor, Svara Gedolehi. What bothers me is, I mean, the Chumash, I mean, should have said that because of Tam Kiker. Now you have a new requirement that it should be a beetle of the Tam. What if there was a little piece fell in 100, not in Shishim, but it's a pungent thing. It's a thing that Yeshbo Tam, one of the spices. We said, I feel a bell for a bottle. So what, why not give it to us? So only a one in 100 fell in. But if it's no Saint Tam, then it's not bottle. I don't credit, though. I say, oh, you know why it's no Saint Tam? Because there's already a little Tam in there already. And the Tam, like, visualize them, adding a seasoning to a food, right? So if you go ahead and you put in seasoning once, there's no Tam. You put a second time, you know, some salt is missing. So now why now do you taste the Tam? Because you had the previous edition. The previous edition is in the Michael. Therefore, all he's saying over here is nothing chidush of Chozer
V'Niyah. Well, there's still chidush.
What's the name? I promised him a svara. Was it Yosef? Our svara, the friend Yosef Rofer. Yosef is it? Or Binyamin Rofer?
Binyamin
Rofer. Binyamin. Binyamin stopped me yesterday and asked, he doesn't understand Chozer V'Niyah. Yeah. As I said, we're going to be up to it. I'll tell you. Yeah. That's the Svara. It's no big Chiddush. It's Chozer V'Niyah because it's no Saint Tam. Now, if it's Chozer V'Niyah, I need Shishim. Can I get the second edition? That's the guarantee that there is no collusion between the first Yisur and the second Yisur. They shouldn't get together and give a Tam.
Well, there's still a bit of a chiddush, I think. Because
I'm sorry?
There's still perhaps a little bit of a chiddush here, what he's saying, because even if with if there's not more than shishim, even if the young kid can't taste it, but it's still lesser, according to
that. Yeah, that's, but it's no different than the gzeil of shishim. The gzeil of shishim was made. You have the Ramah. Muhammad didn't say it. Right? The Ramah held, right? That tima doesn't work.
Yeah, but here it should work because nepach isur yos heter. So from the principle of nepach heter.
Yeah, forget it. Forget about the first isur. The second isur gave a tam. You're going to argue that the tam is because.
If it even doesn't give a
tam, previous isur.
Even if it doesn't give a tam because there's the total of
shishim. That's a shishim.
The midaraisa should be mutter.
Yes, fine.
But we're
about the fact that Chazal came and Asud and the Gemara goes to Shitoso, right? That we don't go with Te'ima. Therefore, Chazal fits into the Chumra picture. You people got that? That's. Because Chazal Venir was a big tiny. Then what happened the first time? Yeah, the Issel's really there. It's not psychologically comforting to know that you're eating the Issel. What's comforting is, oh, Nepach Issel Lius Heter, now it's comfortable. There's no Issel. The second edition makes an Issel in its own right, not because of the first. You want to make a Heter by tying that the Issel only has a time because of. But in Halacha, we don't go with tam according to Ramah. So all you need is shishim, so the good taina. That the second one is a more, is the way you should remember it, is a more davar chorif than the first one. That's all. Okay? That's a good hesbo. Okay, next. Next case. Kazayas Chalev, Kazayas Cholov, Shinofa Lamayim. Okay. Vinizbatel Besamach. Okay. Got the picture, people. Mm-hmm. Milk well into water. You ask a shayla, is this water milchik or fleshik? Part of it. What is it? It's part of it. Right. Why? The shishim. Can I get a cholov? No. And now someone took this water and made chicken soup, made meat soup from it. Right. V'achakach nofal min amayim l'kedera shel boso. Mutor, afal pi she'ein beboso samach neged hacholov, because there is no cholov. She'ein is batel b'mayim, right? Since the cholov was there was shishim keneged the cholov in the water, there is no cholov. This is not a case of choizav v'niyah. There's not new edition of Issel. A new edition of heter that becomes also. I added meat now, and meat now introduces a new isul. But there is no cholov here. The beetle works. It's not a chozer v'nir because of a new circumstance. The chozer v'nir was because the dover also. Here you have a dover heter, and it has to become an isul. There's no way to become an isul. There is no milk. The milk was bought already. Pick up the shach here. I told you here we had to need the shach. Okay, boys, what about margarine? What about margarine that has 1% milk solids?
Some if you fried the steak in it, it would be mutter.
Well, that's what it says here. Right? It was bottle with shishim. No, you can use, there's no milk like a margarine if it's only 1%. Well, you need 1.7, what was it? Decimal points? 1.0. Yeah.
Look at the Shach. What the Toras Chaim and Tovches, right?
Toras
Chatos. Toras Chatos. Toras Chatos. Da filo le chachila muto liten hamayim le kedero shel bosor. Not a no foul. The water is part of it. Keep in the kibbutz batil. Vein lak shows aguf hadin shito do kol iso bottle b'shishim. Right. Oh, yeshoma mishum. What's the chiddush then? Why are you telling me this halacha? You've been teaching us shishim over and over again. Why tell us this thing? What's new about it? Why he says nizbaya the het of hetel l'shar beetle. Remember, Shita Saran, I explained to you in the very beginning that in order to have bitul, you need conflict. The conflict has to be in halacha. That's why min b'mino is botel, except for Rav Yehuda, because there's a conflict in halacha. Right? Rav Yehuda held min b'mino, you need a conflict also in mitzius. Here, milk into water, there's no conflict in halacha. Therefore, there should be no beetle. There's no battle, there's no victory. There's no wachar rabim. That's the chiddush. Let you know that heter b'heter is also botel. Right? The hochel amrin and hochi. Right? The chenu is a b'heter, the heter b'heter be a botel. The nofal chol of lamayim, that's the chiddush. So it's no minor. You're getting here a decision on that machlokas, whether heter b'heter is botel or not. Halacha Zayin is also a little bit strange. Why this leniency? This doesn't seem to be a great gift to Am Yisrael that the Chachamim didn't make a chumra here. That they allowed a little bit of a kule. I mean, what's the big chiddush here? Im nivla isol muad esol kli boso. I gave you the example yesterday, the Chochmas Adam. Right? The sheiks had cooked a wing of a chicken, of hot chicken. Use the pot. So one of the problems of leaving, totally leaving the house and leaving a non-Jewish cleaning lady there, and they don't really understand what we're makbid on. Fine, she'll cook up a little piece of this, then she will wash the pot, right, and put it away. So, you come in, you find that's what she's doing. But what you use is your big company pot, in which you use only when you have more than 10 guests, then you use that pot for cooking. That's it. Nivla iso muad lisol kli boso im dako shalosa kli lishamajo b'shefa b'shefa heter. If that kli is only used when you're making a large volume, right? Then muto lishamish bo lechatchila. You don't have to cash the pot. Kivin she iso muad. Yet shalom olay nesin astam. Lefikach, iso mashahu, she nivla v'gdeiro, o besor kankanim, or in barrels, chiosavim, mutar l'shtamar bo l'chatchila, afilu ben yomu, lefikach, yet shalom olay nesin astam. Avol, im nivla b'kli shedakol shamar shle'itim davamu, sometimes you use this part for a little bit, a little volume, sometimes you use it for a high volume, right? Then, also the shamesh afilu b'shefa zeh shem shamoy levamud bolin esinas tam. Yeah, it's hard to understand why they gave this exemption. It doesn't seem to be a number one a common shaila that you would respond to. And what's the big deal, right?
tell them that you have to kasher the pot and say chilek. If it's kli cheres, have some meruba, you can give svaras, right? If I have some meruba, we can be mekel. It doesn't say that. It's a metal pot. All I have to do is boil it up with water and make it kosher. Right. Okay. Nevertheless, that's a kulia that they introduced. This long shach is on the scene. Okay. Oh, that's it. Sorry. That's it. No, this is... No, that's a taz here.
Taz is even longer.
Yeah. It's a taz. Okay. Let's go. Oh, we have a minute just to introduce the next one. Since we had this shayla, we started the shiur with that shayla of bugs in the vegetables and ants in the honey. Right. First, this concept of beria. Most of the poskim say clearly that this is a din d'rabbanan. The chilek to beria, not beria, it's a chumra d'rabbanan. Beria, the hainu ganemolo or of tomei, or we learned in the Gemara that gid anoshe, even though it's only a gid like all other gidim, nevertheless has a chashivus, and if it's called a beria, a whole gid. A piece of a gid, not a whole gid, right? Or eva menachai, right? Ubeitzer shesh bo avchoach chotzeben, afilu bela flobotla. How do you define beria? Okay, we just make the definition. Ein lo din beria elam kein hu dovo choye bo chius. It had to be from a live thing. Beria presumes origin in a living thing. Lafuki chita achashal iso. That has there may be a shaila, non living thing, in chashivus, in the concept of dava choshuv, dava shebeminyan, chnichoil is kabed. Right? You see, will apply to other things also, but beria applies only to something which came from a live animal. Lafuki chita achashal iso. Bechein sor shiye adava shoso mitchilas berioso. It has to be something which is isul in its origin. A chicken that became treif, right? Lafuki of tol shenis nabil, and was shechted improperly, became nevela, or shol haniskol, a shol that became was not also before. It only also after he killed the man, and bezdin paskin lemiso after kill him, he's called shol haniskol, right? But he was not mibrioso, therefore it's not considered a dovo shabimidin. V'chein tzor shiye dovo shasholem, right? Has to be something that's still whole, not a piece of an ant, a whole ant. Shim yicholek ain't shmo olov, because once you cut it, it's no longer called an ant. It's called a piece of an ant. This is an antenna of an ant, a leg of an ant, right? But it's not called an ant anymore. Ulafuki, right? Chelev, right? There. Chelev, if you cut it into smaller pieces, it's also called chelev. It has no new name. A hunk of chelev is called chelev. A little piece of chelev is called chelev, right? Therefore, there, it doesn't have to be sholim. If the chelev will have aloche, of a dova choshev or a whole thing, v'chein sor she is sholim. Okay.
Look at the Ramah, it reminds you a little bit about Gemara. Iko gira nosha eina ela kaf bilvad. Remember, we paskin, that's a final halacha, that the gira nosha is that which goes over the rump of the animal. Right? Over the muscle, rather, the muscle of the animal. Right? That's only v'uke rochav dalet esbos. Right? That whole area is only 2.8 to 3 inches wide, and only that piece of the gid hanosha, even though it's a piece of a gid, but it's a whole gid hanosha. It's a piece of a sciatic nerve, but it's a whole gid hanosha, because the gid hanosha begins here and ends here. Therefore, it's called a beria. Okay, it's up here.